Blog Talk Radio.
This broadcast and every listening or anyone speaking on this broadcast, I need you, Lord, to cover them as well. Amen. Amen. Yes, you're tuned in to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. We continue to give her honor just by keeping this broadcast on air. This is something that she continually talks about, getting the word out to others, those that need the word. Amen. So trusting that you are doing the same thing today. The word that you are getting, wherever you're getting it from, as long as it's the true word and you share it and encourage someone else to get closer to God, to turn their life around. Amen. You all know we start this broadcast off with prayer. So we ask that you go get your prayer list, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers, and we are to pray one for another. Remember, united we stand, divided we fall. So go ahead and get your prayer list as we all touch and agree with the prayer lists. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we give you honor, we give you glory, we giving you praise, Lord. Father, thanking you for this day, O God, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. Father, we take it not for granted. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Father, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, as we hold these prayer lists before you, Lord Father, Father, and I lay my hand upon this prayer list. Father, you know each and every person, name by name, O God. You know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now for the prayers that you have already answered, answering as we pray and about to answer, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord, for we have not, for we ask not, Lord. So, Father, as we touch and agree, Lord Father, in these prayer lists, Lord Father, that are held before you, Lord, Father, we thanking you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for seeing the blood covering today, Lord Father. The blood covering, Lord Father, the hearts, Lord Father. The minds right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Minister Dolores and Minister Rudy right now, Lord Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, how you continue to use them, Lord Father. Father, to do your will. Heavenly Father, we ask that you keep that hedge of protection round about them, Lord Father. Continue to give them the strength, Lord Father, that they need, Lord Father, in you, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for touching their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Andy right now, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to touch not just, Lord Father, his body, Lord Father, but we're praying right now for his salvation, Lord Father. Father, that he may rise up, Lord Father, and run, Father, for you like never before, Lord Father. Use him, Lord Father. He will draw the other man, Lord Father, in his family, Lord Father, to you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Dietra, Lord Father, and we thank you, Lord Father, for the praise report, Lord Father, of her coming out of the hospital, Lord Father, being home, Lord Father, and recovering, Lord Father. Father, she went through brain surgery, Lord Father, and Father, you touched her. Father, you kept her, Lord. You strengthen her, Lord. You strengthen her family, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, also for that praise report for Caitlin Warren, Lord Father. Father, she went through two major surgeries, oh God, and you brought her through, Lord Father. And Father, she got an infection and you brought her through that too, Lord Father, that she is released, Father, and home now, Father. We thank you and glorify you, oh God, for hearing the prayers, Lord Father, of the righteous, Lord Father. Father, it did not fail and deaf ears, Lord Father. You heard, Lord Father, and you answered, Lord. So, Father, we take you not for granted. We thank you, Lord Father, even for the praise reports, Lord Father, that we don't know about, Lord Father. But, Father, you know, Lord Father. You know, Lord Father, that the prayers, Lord Father, was answered, Lord Father, and we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kamari right now, Lord Father. We ask you, oh God, to touch his little body right now, Lord. And Father, we come against seizures right now and all the tentacles that go along with it, Father, and we cast it out into outer darkness right now, Lord Father, as we speak healing to his body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, those seizures will cease and desist right now, for his blood covered, Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. We ask you, oh God, to touch his parents right now, Lord Father. Father, as we pray, oh God, for their salvation, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for we know, Lord Father, that you can do it, Lord Father. So touch right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, eat it, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we speak healing, Lord Father, to her legs, Lord Father, to her entire body, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for the blood flowing freely, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for circulation, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, oh God, for lining her body up with the word of God, Lord Father, for you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. So we thank you, Lord Father, for healing those on this prayer list today that need healing, Lord Father. We come against cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, HIV, Lord Father. Father, anything, Lord Father, that is not of you right now, Lord Father, that are in bodies today, Lord Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to touch, Lord Father, their bodies right now, Lord. Father, for drying it up from the root cause right now, Lord. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you created the body, Lord. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for being a God, Lord Father, of many chances, Lord. Father, we take you not for granted, Lord. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you do not treat us, Lord Father, the way that we treat you, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify you. We can't thank you enough, Lord Father. For Father, when we look upon our lives, Lord Father, our loved one lives, and Father, we saw, Lord Father, that it was no one but you, Lord Father. Father, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold, Lord Father, our children and grandchildren before you, Lord Father. Father, see the blood covering them, Lord Father, in their going out and their coming in, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the blood covering, oh God, the school buses, Lord Father. Father God, the schools this day, Lord Father, as we come against gun violence, trafficking, child molestation, Lord Father, bullying right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for hearing their cries today, Lord Father. Father, as they pray, Lord Father, going to school, Lord Father, while they're in school, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to use them, Lord Father, to draw others into your kingdom, Lord Father. Father, help us, Lord Father, to continue to teach our children this day, Lord Father, to pray. Father, to trust in you, Lord, and continue to call on your name, Lord Father. Father, we're praying right now, Lord Father, for those hurricanes, Lord Father, that are trying to form, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, oh God, Father, to send them out, Lord Father, into the sea, Lord Father, and dissipate it right now in the name of Jesus, that it may not come near our dwelling, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for steering them away from our borders, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for hearing the prayers today of your people, Lord Father. Father, see the blood covering our borders today, Lord Father, as we speak to the winds right now, Lord Father, and we say, peace, be still right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this radio broadcast, Lord Father. I thank you, oh God, for each and every listening ear, Lord Father, each and every one, Lord Father, that continue to come on, Lord Father, and give your word, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Lord Father, for them, Lord. So, Father, you know what they're in need of right now, Lord. And, Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for seeing about their needs, oh God. For we know, oh God, that you are that way maker, that burden bearer, Lord Father. You are that provider, Lord Father. You are that healer that they need, Lord Father. Father, we praying, Lord Father, that someone, Lord Father, may be touched, Father, and give their life, Lord Father, to you, Lord Father, that they may not die and go into a Christless grave, oh God. But, Father, they may call upon you for the word that is coming forth, Lord Father, that will prick their hearts right now, Lord. So, Father, we ask you, oh God, to unstop deaf ears, Lord Father. Break up that stony heart, Lord. Give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father. Father, let them not be ashamed, Lord Father, to come before you, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now as you see the blood covering, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you the speaker of the hour, Lord Father, Elder Yvonne Addison, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we ask you, O God, to keep that hedge of protection round about her, Lord. And Father, we cancel the enemy right now, Lord Father. That assignment, Lord Father, we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, for the word, Lord Father, is covered under the blood. And Father, it will come forth. Father, there will not be no technical difficulties or nothing, Lord Father, that will come to try and hinder the word. And we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Use her this day, O God. As you decrease her, Lord Father, you increase in her, Lord. Show up and show out this day, Lord Father. So, Father, as you cover this broadcast under the blood, Lord Father, Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take control of this radio broadcast. Holy Spirit, we speak healing and deliverance today, being in the midst right now. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all are to give God praise today because he woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind, being able to do not just for yourself, but for others. And remember that there is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. Amen. Trust in that. Let me give you the word for today. It says, whatever you are facing right now, God is present in your struggle, ready to hold you and support you, ready to lift you out of the mud. Turn to him, rest in him, trust him. Whatever you are facing right now, God is present in your struggle, ready to hold you and support you, ready to lift you out of the mud. Turn to him, rest in him, trust him. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm trusting that you already called up a friend and tell them to come and hear this awesome woman of God. And if you have not, or for those of you that are listening via, you know, your computer or whatever other device that you're listening on, if you would want to ask a question, you need prayer, you have that praise report, you want to give your life to God, let me tell you, the number to call is 347-857-3925 and press the 1. And for those that don't have access right now to the phone lines, and, you know, your friend probably at work and they may could listen via the computer and they have Facebook, you can tell them to just go ahead and look for Logion International Ministry, City of Victory on Facebook, and go ahead and click the link and they can listen in. Amen. At this time, I will present to you a woman of God, still being faithful, still standing on the word, faithful on coming on this broadcast, where she could have changed her mind, she was still here on this broadcast, always prepared to give what God give her to give to us. So I present to you none other than Elder Yvonne Addison.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Elder Addison.
Oh, great. Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, City of Victory. Good morning. And bless the Lord for everyone who is listening on today. Thank you, Sister Diane, for that awesome prayer and just your faithfulness to the ministry and faithfulness to what God has called you to do. So we just thank God for you. And I bless the Lord for this day. It's a beautiful day here in North Carolina, just absolutely gorgeous. Bless God for the good weather here and just blessing the Lord, just thanking God. I just feel grateful on this morning. I really do. And just bless, you know, just so thankful for the Lord and all that he's doing and all that he's doing in the lives of his people and just blessing him. And I know that there are those who are going through difficult times right now, whether it be with illnesses or, you know, loss of loved ones, or even, you know, the weather that's impacting different places and wars and all of those things that's going on. But we still have our hope and our trust in Jesus Christ. And that's where we put our hope in. And so this morning, I want to just share with you, I will call on the name of the Lord. I will call on the name of the Lord. And that is, you know, just a powerful statement. Because who else do we have to call on when we are in different situations, when we need help, you know, when we're feeling hopeless, when we don't know what to do or who to turn to? We call on the name of the Lord. So there are times when we need the help of the Lord, but we forget the authority we have been given to use the name of Jesus in times of trouble. You know, we look to different things, we look to other ways of bringing about peace, look to other ways of, you know, trying to figure out our situations or maybe even trusting in our own intellect and our own strength. But we call on the name of the Lord in times of need. Oftentimes the problem or hardship can be so overwhelming that our focus is on the problem and not on the problem solver, Jesus. You know, we take our eyes, we take our focus off of Jesus. We know he's present with us. God promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So he's there. He's with us at all times. But we forget that when the problem seems to be so overwhelming at times. So in that moment of despair or hopelessness, we forget the promises of God. Psalm 30, verse 5 tells us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And that gives us hope. and that gives us strength to carry on. That gives us the, you know, the desire, the motivation to keep moving, to keep going, not to stay in that place, not to stay in that place of despair or the place of discouragement or the place of hopelessness, but knowing that God will meet our need, that he is there for us, and that, you know, the weeping that we are maybe going through, the hard time, but realizing that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that joy comes in the morning. God will turn things around for us. And so the first part of verse 11 reads, "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing." So there is hope in every situation, but we cannot give up. We cannot give up. We have a name that is above every name that we can call on, and the name is Jesus. So we can't give up. And I know that this is September is Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month, and it is recognized it's worldwide. And so I just want to encourage everyone to, if you know someone who's struggling, if you know someone who's in crisis, if you know someone who just needs to, need help and they need someone to walk alongside them, be that person for them. Or even if you're struggling or in crisis, now seek help. I know in the United States, the number is 988. Just call 988. It's the crisis line. And just, you know, reach out to someone, but get help. You don't have to go through these situations alone. But there is hope. There is hope in every situation. And so we just, you know, keep our hand connected, keep our hope in Jesus Christ, not letting go of God's hand, but knowing that he is keeping us and, you know, he'll be there for us in every situation. In John chapter 20, verse 31 reads, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." So as I said earlier, that there that we have a name that is above every name that we can call on, and the name is Jesus. So we have that life. We have the life through his name. That believing you might have life expresses another purpose, to bring about faith that leads to life. So our faith leads to life. You know, sometimes the things come against us. We are, you know, sometimes things is coming from every side, you know, but our faith leads to life, everlasting life. Life in Jesus through his name represents that all that Jesus is and stands for, and it points to the authority that of the one who gives life. Jesus is the life giver. He's the one who gives life. He's the one who is that we trust in and that we hold our hand to and that we look to from where our help comes from. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, "The name of Jesus Christ is a powerful name that is above every other name." So the name has the power of providing a Christian, you know, whatever we are in need of, whatever we're in need of, that we have, that Jesus, we can be found in believing and trusting in Jesus. Believing and trusting in him, praise God. And so we don't have to give up hope. We don't have to lose hope. We don't have to, we don't have to become hopeless. And sometimes, you know, things happen. But if we're trusting in the Lord, trusting in God, and trusting in the hope that he gives to us through his son, Jesus Christ, amen. So Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. I want to read that into our hearing this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Beginning at verse 9, Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. So praise God. And so when we are trusting in Jesus, we're trusting in the name of Jesus that it's above every name. Praise God. It's above every name. And so when we use the name of Jesus, we can know that we have that authority, we have that confidence, and knowing that whatever that we are in need of, that name has the power to provide for us whatever that we are in need of. So calling on the name of Jesus, calling on the name of Jesus. But it takes believing. It takes believing, you know, believing in Jesus Christ, believing that he is the Son of God, believing that God raised him from the dead. And he now sits on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us and advocating for us in the name of Jesus. So the power of the name of Jesus, calling on the name of the Lord when you need help, when you need encouragement, when you need peace, when you need whatever it is that you need, provision, when you just need hope. Praise God, calling on the name of the Lord. So what do you need today? What is it that you need today? Thinking about that. What is it that you are in need of today? Just take a moment and just think about that. You know, where you are with things in your life right now. And what is it that you need? Do you need healing? So look at the name. The Hebrew word, Rofa, means to heal, cure, restore, or make whole. So think about that. We call on the name of Jesus, and he restores, he heals, he cures. You know, he makes whole all that we need in our healing. So after the people left Egypt for the promised land, that's how God revealed himself as the Lord who heals. So God is the source of all healing, no matter what type of healing you need. He is the source of all healing. He is the Lord who heals. So will you call on the name of the Lord today if you need healing? Will you call on the name of the Lord today if you need to be made whole? If you need to be restored? Will you call on the name of the Lord today? And then we can, you know, as we're praying, as we're seeking God, you know, asking him, Lord, what is it that I need? Sometimes we might not even know what we need to be healed of. You know, maybe some unforgiveness that's in our hearts, unforgiveness that we don't even recognize that we're still holding on to. But do you need to be made whole? Do you need to be restored in the name of Jesus? So God is the source of all healing. Ask him to search your heart and see if there's anything there that you need to be healed of and to repent of. Let him show. Take the time to sit with the Lord. Take the time to just be in his presence and to ask him, you know, to show you, to heal you, to deliver you. So Jesus is the great physician. He's the healer of body. He's the healer of soul. He is our healer. He's the God who heals. Amen. The Lord who heals. So who will you call on when you need healing on today? Call on the name of the Lord. My healer. Hallelujah. My healer, my restorer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing for all spirit of infirmity in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for the bodies of being made whole. Thank you, Father, for minds being clear and sound in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing, for touching bodies now. Lord God, whatever is needed, as Sister Diane prayed earlier, Lord, for healing. God, we just thank you, Lord, that you heard the prayer. You're hearing our prayers, Lord. This is the belief. This is the confidence we have in knowing we pray according to your will, that you hear our prayers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We bless your holy name. If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Praise God. So God restores us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. If you find yourself that you have not in, at the same place you once were with God, that you found yourself that you have that you're not believing and trusting like you once did, or you feel that God is far away from you, know that God is the He heals. He heals spiritually. If you've been hurt by pain, by rejection, you know, that you have gone through breakups in your relationships and whatever it may be, those emotional pains, being rejected by loved ones, or you receive physical or emotional, verbal abuse, know that God can heal. He is our healer, the Lord who heals. Praise the Lord. So, but it says, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight. So there are some things that we need to do, to put into action, to do, that heeding the voice of the Lord, doing what is right in his sight, and giving ear to his commandments, and keeping all his statutes. There are some things that we need to do, but we bless the Lord, hallelujah, for God's grace and mercy toward us. Amen. And then, what else do you need today? Do you need provision? The name Jehovah Jireh is first seen in Genesis chapter 22, verse 14. And we know the familiar scripture about how God provided the ram in the bush for Abraham when he was about to sacrifice his son Isaac. And so, but Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day. So in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. And the NIV version reads, so Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day, it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. So whatever it is that you are needing today, whatever provision that you are needing, needing God to provide for you, you know, seek the Lord. If you need favor from God because you need to make a decision, or you need to go before people, or you are waiting on a confirmation of documents or something that you need God to provide for you today, call on the name of the Lord. Call on Jehovah Jireh. He will meet that need. He will meet that need. If you need a financial breakthrough, he will meet that need. He will provide all your needs for you. God is awesome. He's amazing. He hasn't forgotten about us. He knows everything about your situation. He knows everything that you're going through. He will meet that need. Just trust and believe. Trust and believe. Trust and believe. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. So do you need Jehovah Jireh in your life today to move on your behalf, to provide for you, to meet that need? God is able. There's nothing too hard for him. Nothing too hard. God will provide. He will make a way. He will bring things together. We're working behind the scenes. Even when we don't even know, God is working on our behalf. He is working in behind the scenes. He's bringing things together for us. Sometimes we don't know what we need. We don't even know what we need, but God does. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He knows what we need. Sometimes we just don't know, but when God meets them, when he opens that door, when he meets that need, when he brings the provision, it is mighty sweet. Hallelujah. We know that it had to be God. You may not even ask for anything in particular, but God knows the need. He knows what's happening down the road. Or he just wants to bless us. You know, he daily gives us, loads us with benefits. We have spiritual benefits. And so we just trust in him and believe in him that God will meet that need. Sometimes we just need to rest in the Lord. Just rest in him. Just trust him. And let God do the work as we pray, as we believe. God will make it happen. He will bring it to pass. Sometimes we just need to realize, what are his promises? What does the word say about your situation right now? If you have lack, what does the word say about lack? What is it that the Lord is saying about your situation that you just need to just say, God, you know, I stand on this promise. You said you would meet my needs according to your riches and glory by Jesus Christ. Lord, you know that you will heal me, that you will provide for me, that you will, whatever it is that you are in need of, trust God. Go to the word. Look up what that situation is and see what the word says about your problem, about your circumstance. Yes, it may seem like a hard place right now. It may seem like there is no way out of the situation. But God will make a way. He will make a way out of nowhere. He will make a way in that situation. You think it's hopeless? But God is. Just call on the name of the Lord. God will meet that need. He will provide. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it says, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. It will be provided in your life, that situation, that hard place, that circumstance. God will provide. Do you need protection on today? What do you need protection from? Do you need protection? God is our refuge and fortress. He's a hiding place. He's the refuge, and the fortress is a place of refuge, shelter. It's, you know, we to seek refuge, flee for protection. You know, when we are in need of protection, who do we go to? What are we leaning on? What are we trusting in? Are we trusting in the world system? But leaning in on Jesus, trusting him, protection. God is our refuge and fortress, a hiding place. He will hide you from the enemy. He will hide you. He will keep you out of harm's way. Even when we don't realize that God is protecting us, that he's keeping us, keeping the enemy from harming us. He is our refuge and our fortress, a hiding place. So in that hiding place is a place of strength. So we can find strength in God. We can find strength in his protection. We find the safety in his protection. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so we know that when we come to that and get that really in our spirit, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And in that protection, God is our protector, that there is we find the strength in that place and trust in God and knowing that he is there for us. So safety, taking shelter quickly. And sometimes, you know, when we need to, sometimes if we are in a place of danger or whatever, we may find ourselves in that place. But then, you know, we run to something, you know, to be safe. We run to something to get away from the danger. You know, so in that we find that in God, who is our refuge and fortress, that hiding place, that we can go to him quickly with our faith, with our belief, surrendering to his will. You know, so that is the taking shelter quickly, not dwelling too long in that place of despair and discouragement, but finding peace, finding protection, finding shelter, finding safety in God. Hallelujah. So God is, he's the refuge of his people. And so when we need protection, when we need to know that we can, you know, be in a safe place, We can run to Jesus. We can seek him out. We can seek the face of God. Amen. Well, we know that he is our refuge, that he is our shelter. When we call on the name of the Lord, that places us quickly in the shelter of God, in the protection from God, places us in that place of refuge. Amen. When we call on the name of the Lord. Thank you, God. And so do you need peace? Peace. Jesus provides peace in all situations. He does. He provides peace in all. We look at what's going on now around us in the world, all the chaos, in our communities, in the states, in our nations, in the world. There's chaos all around us, but we can have peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. We can have peace but our hope and our trust needs to be in Jesus. We have to take our eyes sometimes off of what is really going on around us. Sometimes we just, watching the news, looking at the media, sometimes we just got to turn it off. Just turn it off because it can become overwhelming. Of course, we need to know what's happening in the world. And as intercessors and prayer warriors, we need to know what's going on around us so we can be praying. But to be consumed by what is happening is not healthy. It's not healthy mentally. It's not healthy for our physical well-being, our spiritual well-being. So sometimes we may need to just step away from the media, step away from the news for a while because we don't want our peace to be disturbed. But we know that Jesus provides peace in all situations. And we have that peace. And Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want to read that again. Be anxious for nothing. That means nothing. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be anxious for anything. Anxiety now is on the increase for young people, especially after the, we're in post-pandemic, and the young people are being impacted by anxiety. But we can have peace. We can have peace in every situation. It takes hope. It takes trusting in God, believing on his promises, and just know that he will bring peace to our hearts. No, it may not change. The situation may not change. The situation may not change. The situation may be the same thing, but because we have peace, God gives us that peace. We're able to come out of it, that situation, without being destroyed. So be anxious for nothing. Contend for your peace. Peace is the freedom from agitation or disturbance by the passions, as from fear, terror, anger, anxiety, or the like, quietness of mind, tranquility, calmness, quiet of conscience. That's from the King James Version Dictionary. And anxious and anxiety, feelings of worry and nervousness, worry, concern, stress, a disturbed state of mind produced by real or imaginary fears. So contend means to strive, to use earnest efforts to obtain or to defend and preserve. So you got to contend for your peace. We need to contend for our peace. Amen. We need to We have to use earnest efforts to obtain to defend and preserve our peace, and that's through the word of God and trusting and believing. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So as a mental health provider, people come to me to talk about their problems, and oftentimes it is related to anxiety, depression, hopelessness, or feelings of helplessness, and they are at a place where the fight has left them. The fight has just left them. They're not able to contend for their peace. And one person just said that that they needed a new fight. They needed a new fight. So we all have experienced anxiety at some time in our lives, and it manifests itself in different ways in people. But it's a normal reaction at times, and it can help us to identify and respond to danger in a healthy way. But there's another side to anxiety. Persistent anxiety uses real emotional distress and can lead us to becoming unwell and, at worst, developing anxiety disorders such as panic attacks, phobias, and other behaviors. Anxiety at this level can have a truly distressing and debilitating impact on our lives, an impact on our physical as well as our mental health. So when it becomes debilitating, then it is a problem. And that's when a person, as I said earlier, reach out. You know, get help from someone. Sometimes the people they're ashamed to really go seek help. They're ashamed to reach out and to, especially professional help, or to let someone know that they're struggling through and having a difficult time. So it is okay to reach out for help. It is okay to let someone know that you are struggling and get help. It's okay to not to be okay, you know. So reach out and get help when it gets to be a problem, when it's impacting your life. So as I said about contending for your peace, that we're to be anxious for nothing, but we need to contend for our peace. When we lay down, discard, and forget, our weapons of warfare, anxiety and fear begin to control our lives. But when we know who we are and whose we are, we can overcome anxiety and fear. Is there anything too hard for God? Remember, we call, you know, will you call on the name of the Lord? So we have a power. We have been given the power to overcome by the Holy Spirit. And Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, has given us everything we need that pertains to life and godliness. So to the body of Christ, too many of us have the form of godliness, but denying the power of God that is within. So it's time to pick up the shield of faith that will put out the fiery darts of the enemy. There is power in the word. The word discovers our condition. We have to use our best efforts to defend and preserve our peace. So in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, God means, this is from the Message translation, God means what he says. What he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one is impervious to God's word. We can't get away from it, no matter what. So too many times we come before the Lord with one thing, but God knows all about it. And when God begins to cut through the pride and everything else that will not allow him to make us whole, rest in him and trust him for the complete healing, for the complete healing. And so, do we trust him for the complete healing? Do we trust him for just the one, as like the one thing? You know, but God wants to make us whole. He wants to restore us. Remember, and earlier we talked about him as the restorer, that he restores, that he heals, you know, as our healer.
So he wants to do a complete healing in our lives. He wants to make us whole. Now, God has therefore armed us against the spirit of fear by telling us to fear not. And he has delivered us from the spirit of fear and has given us the spirit of power. And he's given us a love and a sound mind. So if we've been delivered, stay delivered. So many times we want to go back to that place. But God has delivered you. He set you free. He's brought you out. Hallelujah. Stay delivered. Do not go back to that place. Contend for your peace. If you have anxious moments, if you have times when you are in despair and when you are feeling like hopeless, but contend for your peace. Pursue those things that bring about peace. God is the God of peace. So, but we allow the wrong things to enter our eye and ear gate. So who are you listening to? What are you listening to? Who is in your inner circle? Do you find yourself in the company of negativity that fuels the anxiety manifesting in fear? Remember, man cannot give peace, but God's peace can. God's peace, he can give us the peace that we need. So with our finite understanding, we cannot comprehend the peace of God. We just cannot comprehend it. We cannot comprehend God's love for us, how he loves us so deeply, how he cares so much about us. Even in our sinful state, he delivered us and set us, he redeemed us through the Son of his Son, Jesus Christ. So we cannot understand it. We don't need to understand it. We just need to trust and receive it. Just trust and receive God's peace. Trust and receive his love. Trust and receive his protection. Trust and just receive who he is, his provision. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's only through Jesus Christ that we can have peace that no one can take away from us. No one can take away from us. So when you need to contend for your peace, contend for it, knowing that God has given it to us. No one can take it away from us unless we give it away. Unless you give away your peace, as long as you're trusting in God and knowing and believe that God is the God of peace, and that it and through Jesus Christ you're believing that you have your peace because he's the Prince of Peace, and no one can take it away. And then the spirit of power or of courage to make firm decisions when facing opposition, when to say no. Not knowing how to set boundaries by saying no would cause one to be anxious. Trying to be everything to everyone. We can't do it. We can't be everything to everyone. We have been given the capacity through the power of God to set boundaries without feeling guilty. So we can set boundaries. We can say no when we need to say no. And it's okay. Sometimes we're trying to do too many things. We have too many irons in the fire. We're multitasking. You know, we're doing all these things. But sometimes we just need to stop and just say no. And it's okay. We don't have to feel guilty about saying no. We can't be everything to everyone. Some things you just may need to take off your plate if you have too many things on your plate. Acknowledge and walk in the authority and power we have. When we speak the word of God, when we call on the name of the Lord, it is to be believed with authority. Take authority over the anxiousness, the fear, the stress with the word of God. Take authority over the lack and know that God will provide. Take authority over the fear and know that God protects, that he is our protector. He's our defender. He's our strong tower. He's our refuge where we can run to it and be safe, hoping and wishing for a breakthrough, but decree and declare and pray until you get a breakthrough. We have that authority, y'all. We have that authority. Decree, declare, and pray until you get your breakthrough. Job 22 and verse 28 says, you will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. The light will shine on your ways. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So start decreeing. Start making those declarations about what you want to see happen in your life. What do you want God to do in your life according to his word? According to, it has to come into come in alignment with what God's word says. Thank you, Lord. Then fight the good fight of faith when the situations appear difficult. Strive to believe God's word when situations conflict with the word. So when there's a when your problem with the concern is not lining up, is conflicting with God's word, go in the word and find out what is God's word saying about this, and believe and stand on it. And then the spirit of love, God's giving us the spirit of love to God, which will carry us through the opposition when we may meet with. So the spirit of love to God will set us above the fear of man and all the hurt that anyone can do to us. But anything that how God's love is so deep, so wide, we just can't comprehend it. And it will never be separated from us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. If only God's word, his love cannot be separated from us. His love, he loves us. But sometimes we don't feel like God loves us because we have separated ourselves. But God's love is still there. And the spirit of a sound mind, a quietness of a mind, a peaceable enjoyment of ourselves, not allowing imaginations to deter us from trusting in God's word. Contend for your peace by casting down imaginations, pulling down strongholds, and bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Contend for your peace. Cast down those imaginations. You know, the enemy is saying to you that you're not going to be healed. Cast down that imagination, that you're not going to make it in life. Cast down that imagination, that you're not going to be in healthy relationships. Cast down that imagination, that you will not be able to do the things that you have. You know, you have that desire in your heart to do things, to accomplish things, or, you know, what, start businesses, write the books, you know, get married, or, you know, whatever it may be. And the enemy is telling you, you will never be able to do that because of where you came from, because of, you know, whatever it may be. Cast down that imagination. Pull down the strongholds of fear. Pull down the strongholds of rejection. Pull down the strongholds of disobedience. Pull down those strongholds, and then bring every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ, according to his word, according to what God said, every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ, and stand on and believe and walk out what God said, who God says you are. And then pray and ask God to remove the clutter from your mind so that you can hear his voice clearly. Anxiousness may result in not listening to God, but trying to rely on your own strength and your own intellect. So as you're contending for your peace, listen for the will of God and then obey. So I pray that as God is giving strategies, as he's giving plans, as he's releasing, giving revelation about your situation, that we'll have the boldness and the courage to do what God is asking of us. So listening for the will of God and then obeying. Sometimes we're just in doing too much, as I said earlier, doing too much, too many things, too much on our minds, worry, fear, but asking God to remove the clutter from our minds so that we can hear his voice clearly. Do you need to hear his voice clearly today? Do you need to know the will of God for your life on today? Are you feeling trapped in a place and you feel like that you can't move forward in life? That there is that the things that you want to pursue, that's just not happening for you? Listen for God's voice. Remove those thoughts, remove the clutter, and listen for his voice clearly. Get in his presence. Excuse me, read his word and understand that we're not relying on our own strength, our own intellect, but it's listening for God's voice, listening for his will. And you may be thinking that it's too hard, that it's too difficult. That's because if you're relying on your own strength and your own intellect, yes, it will be. But we know that God's grace is sufficient as we contend. What we can't do in our own strength, grace carries us through. To God be the glory. What we cannot do in our own strength, grace carries us through. Oh, my God. Someone needs to really get that in their spirit today. Hear that, that you're not doing it in your own strength. And what you cannot do, grace will carry you through that, will carry you through the situation, will help you to make those good decisions, will help you to decide what to do about, financial situations, about relationships, about ministry, about career changes, about, whatever it may be, whatever it is that you need from the Lord today. Call on the name of the Lord. That I will call on the name of the Lord. When we call on the name of the Lord, when we call on Jesus, things begin to change. We can see that change happening. And sometimes the change is happening. The change is happening, but we want to see the whole picture. We want to see the whole outcome. And God is saying, no, he's doing it in his timing, in his own way. But if we just trust in the Lord and just look around and just see how God's hand is already in it, you may see the little changes. Do not despise the small beginnings of what God is doing in your life. But he's doing it. If you're trusting, if you're believing it, and you've been praying and you feel like, God, where are you? He's there. He's still with you, and he's moving. But sometimes we just want to see the whole big picture. We want to see the whole big outcome, all at once. But God is moving. He's strategizing, and he's planning in your life. So trust him. Trust him. Trust in the will of God. Obey when God says, to move. Just do what God is saying. Amen. Call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will call on the name of the Lord in every situation. So thank you for listening, God. We just thank you for your word on today. We thank you for your word touching our hearts, your word that's giving us hope, that's giving us strength. Lord, that's giving us the capacity and the ability to hold on and to continue on this life's journey without giving up. We just thank you for being our provider, meeting every need, O Lord. We thank you, God, for being our peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, O Lord. We just thank you for your love. We thank you, God, for all that you are to us. We just bless your holy name. God, we just thank you, O Lord God, hallelujah, for your peace and your protection. As we call on the name of the Lord, whenever we need you, we will call on the name of the Lord. We glorify you and we honor you. And we just thank you, God, for blessing us on today. Thank you, Lord, for this word. And let it be sealed in our hearts, O Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I just thank God for that awesome word that came forth from Elder Addison. I'm trusting that you receive that word. I will call on the name of the Lord. Are you calling on the name of the Lord today? Because I heard her ask, what do you need today? And will you call on the name of the Lord today?
Yes.
Not just call him, but thank him. And we thank God for using her today to bring forth that word. Because, you know, the word comes to encourage. It comes to build up. It comes to heal. Whatever that word did for you today, thank God today for giving you the ears to hear that word and the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding within the word that came forth today. So Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for using your servant today, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her. Father, as she poured herself, Father, as she poured out of herself this day, Father, we thank you, we glorify you, Lord Father, for just building her back up, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for covering the word today under the blood, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, that as she go throughout the day, Lord Father, Father, the word that came forth, Lord Father, Father, that she may use it today, Lord Father, in her walk today to draw someone, Lord Father, closer to you, to give them, Lord Father, the understanding, O God, of you this day, Lord Father. And Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, and we thank you for the blood covering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have a question or just want to say something to Elder Addison today to encourage her, for her to continue going forward, if you're listening on the computer, the calling number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. Amen. I tell you. And for those of you that are listening right now on the phone lines, you have a question, you know, even to encourage her, pray for her, just go ahead and press the 1 button. Amen. And Elder Addison, while we're waiting for them to decide to press the 1 or to call in, you can share with them. I know that you speak on other platforms. You can share that platform, you know. Also, your area, they can stop on in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for the opportunity. I serve at Wings of Eagles Christian Church in Durham, North Carolina, and we have our live streaming services on Sunday mornings. You can find us there on Facebook, the Facebook Wings of Eagles Christian Church, and also on, at 9:30 and 11 o'clock, and we have a 9:30 service, a live streaming only, and the 11 o'clock service is in person and live streaming as well. And then on Wednesday night, we have a life class at 7 o'clock p.m., which is Facebook live streaming as well. So those are the main platforms that I minister on, and also some others that I'm invited to, but that's the main one. And so just join us. We have life class tonight. Join us on Sunday mornings, again, like I said, at 9:30 and 11 o'clock, and we'd love to have you. And we're on in Durham. If you are in the Durham, Raleigh area, North Carolina, then we're on Avondale Drive. So I don't know the address right offhand, but we're on Avondale Drive. I think it's 1418 Avondale Drive. But, yeah, Wings of Eagles Christian Church.
Yeah. Amen, amen, amen. We don't take the word for granted. We enjoy when you come on here. At least I know I enjoy, and I'm not being prejudiced. I enjoy the word because, you know, sometimes as intercessor, you know, you pour out and, you know, you're warring, and sometimes you yourself need to be fed. So I thank God for the word. I thank God for me being fed. So I just want to let you know I appreciate you. I thank you that you are still continuing to keep your commitment to this radio broadcast, and most of all, your commitment to God, never failing,
yes,
to bring forth and sharing the word. So know that you are appreciated, and we do not take you nor the word that God has given you for granted. Amen.
Amen.
So,
thank you, Lord. Well,
again,
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, I tell you, we are our brothers and sisters keepers, and we are to pray one for another, encourage one another. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, Elder Ashton comes on this broadcast every second Tuesday of the month. You can join if you love to hear her. You can go ahead, you know, visit this broadcast every second of the month. Maybe she'll surprise us another time. But you know, Gary, the second Wednesday of the month, she's on here. She also give you other platforms that she's on also as well. So let us continue to hold the man, woman of God up in prayer. Ask God to keep them covered under the blood and have that hidden protection right about them. The enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. And if he can kill the word, he can kill the body. If he can kill the spirit, he won't. But we're here to serve him notice, decreeing and declaring that we are victorious and that we are more than conquerors today. So we would like to bless each and every one of you today with the word of God. May God continue to keep you covered. May he continue to uplift you when you are down. May he heal your body as you receive the healing today. Know that he is that way maker, that burden bearer. And Elder Addison has given you scriptures today, and she has given you several questions today. Ask yourself those questions. Ask yourself those questions. Will I call on the Lord today in whatever it is that I'm going through? Will I call on him today? Call on him today. Call on him today. Look up. Look up today. He is right there. He is waiting for us. He will not go against our will. He is waiting on us today. So be encouraged today. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear this broadcast again, visit our page at LogianInternationalMinistries.com. Oh, Logian International Ministries, City of Victory, and go ahead and click on that link today. Click on that link. And you all know on Thursdays for the past several weeks, we have been doing the broadcast where you will hear messages from the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. You will hear Pastor Sharon on there. Yes, the late Pastor Sharon Bonds as well. You will hear Bishop Porter. You will hear Deacon Michael. You may catch a broadcast that, you know, maybe Elder Addison, Pastor Diana Dungy, you know, other guest speakers that came on here. But that's what we're doing on Thursdays. Remember, the word is never old. It is always on time. It may not be for you at that present time, but trust and believe the word. The word is on time for someone that needs that word at the present time. And never give up on the Lord. Never. So join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, come prepared. Come to receive the word and ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to hear what he is trying to say to you. This broadcast has blessed you in any way, and God is tugging at your heart for you to sow a seed into this radio broadcast. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logionintternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let's go.
He's the only one with the answer. Let's go. Let's go.